If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
I'm curious if you do this on a regular basis or if you've done it in the past. Decided to make myself a snack, cut up some veggies, nice and healthy, carrots, celery, cucumber, and I busted out this dip that I've had in the fridge for a while. And I'm eating it. Everything's good. 10 minutes in, I eat like a good chunk of this dip. And then I thought to myself, well, I'm going to look at the expiration date. I do that sometimes.
After you ate it?
After I ate it, because I'm like, oh, I think no. I've had it for a while. Don't I see December 19th on the thing?
Oh, no.
And now I'm thinking, okay, I'm sure it wasn't a big deal because I didn't smell anything funky or anything. I'm like, I should be fine.
It passed the nose test.
Yeah. So I told my wife this, and she's like, oh, babe, I don't know. You should look at the expiration date before you eat it. I don't know if that's safe that you did that. So seriously, this morning, I honestly don't feel good. Like, my stomach feels upset. I feel a bit queasy. Now I'm actually worried. I start Googling a bunch of things. How important are expiration dates? I'm getting all these different answers from different websites, and I'm freaking out a little bit.
Well, I think we know why you don't feel good. I don't think there's much to figure out there.
Are you a stickler with the expiration date? Like, you always look at it?
Yeah, of course. To me, it's just, you're not always going to die, and sometimes the food is still good for a few days, but it's not worth it. Like, I wouldn't want to... It's not the type of gambling I want to be doing, is with the food that I'm eating.
Yeah, I would put money on it that the reason why you're feeling queasy right now is the placebo effect.
You think so?
You think so? You think it's psychological?
You got it in your mind now that it's expired, and all of a sudden your mind's playing tricks on you. I guarantee it. We're humans. You look at a food, you smell it, you taste it. If it's rancid, you can't look at a date
unless it actually smells bad or looks bad.
Why do so many people get food poisoning if that's the case, if we're humans and we always just know better? Why do so many people get sick and get
sometimes
food
things
poisoning?
Fall through the cracks. I know what I'm going to tell you. When it comes to like processed dips, I mean, especially, I would give them that. I mean, you're good for a couple weeks.
It's been a couple weeks.
There are enough, binding agents and preservatives and those things that you're okay.
Somebody said, this is a good point, it's no longer an expiration date, it's a best before date.
Best before.
Yeah, so it means it would be best if you ate it before this date.
Okay, well,
listen, I had some expired hummus over the holidays and I am just fine.
How expired are we talking about? And did you realize it after?
No, I knew before. My mom texted me, she goes, I have all this hummus that's about to expire. Do you want it? I go, absolutely. So
I love how she texts
Sam. So I grab it and it didn't even pass the nose test. It was iffy on the nose test, and I still went for it. And look,
why?
Because sometimes you need to, throw your body off.
Like, I know there's a few things like
catch
milk. Like, you'll know milk right away if it's bad, right?
Yes.
I know meat you can freeze, stuff like that. But this dip in the fridge, dairy, and I'm thinking now, I'm a bit worried.
Yeah.
Are you a stickler with expiration dates? Do you always follow them? You can text us this morning, 92925. Nikki's like, well, obviously. Come on.
It's just not, I don't know why you'd risk it. That's it. Over what? $4 worth of hummus?
I know.
Buy some fresh hummus.
We are getting some texts at 92925. Stephanie says she ate 4-month-old guacamole once. Thought it just tasted bad, so she put lemon juice in it to hide the taste.
Oh, gosh. Like
4-month-old avocados? That can't
guacamole
be good.
Guacamole doesn't even last 5 hours in the fridge.
She survived to tell
lemon
the story.
Juice.
Wow.
Someone said they're with you, Nikki. Why have a chance to be sick for $2.99? You can throw it away.
That's it. That's the
principle.
That's what I think when I'm at home. Because I've been there, and I remember when I first moved out, calling my mom, and she's just like, is it worth the risk? Like, I'm like, no, it's not. You're right.
I'm just thinking, I paid for this dip, and now I can't eat it. Then I'm going to have to go to the store and get some more. I'm like, let's just go
for it. It's a tough life.
Yeah. All right, Mike's on the phone. What do you think? Do you look at the expiration date?
Yeah, I was used to deliver bread in grocery stores, and trust me, some stuff, even before expiry dates, won't be good because it's not handled properly at some place.
Okay. Right.
Now you're scaring me.
Because you don't know if... Because we've heard stories of grocery stores changing the expiry dates themselves, right? So we know that the best before date now says December 19th, but for all we know, somebody might have changed that from December 1st, right?
I haven't seen that, but trust me, when I shop, I always look for the freshest one on the shelf.
Yeah, I'd heard of it happening. I don't think this is in Quebec, but in Canada. But with the food that they serve, like behind the deli counters, those salads and stuff, them saying it was made just yesterday, but it was actually made 7-8 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, never buy the pre-cut stuff.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, have a great one.
Bread's actually the easiest thing to tell if it's fresh or not, because you have to do the squeeze test. I'm that guy in the grocery store. I'm like squeezing every loaf of bread.
Oh, you're that guy.
Well, yeah. Not too hard of a squeeze. You know, I don't want to like, you know,
ruin everybody else's.
Yeah, I don't want to like dismorph the bread, mm-hmm. but just enough to see. And usually I end up just grabbing the one that's all the way in the back.
Don't squeeze it too hard, though, right?
No, I don't want to ruin it for everyone, but, you know, it's got to pass the squeeze test.
I tend to pull from the back, too, but I feel bad because I feel like that's a wasteful thing to do.
It's the smartest thing to do, too, though.
Smart, yes, but if I know I'm going to eat it today and it doesn't expire for 3 days, I should buy that and let the other people have what's in the back, you know?
It's a dog-eat-dog world. Okay.
So considerate, Sam, not at all. Of course, I did a bunch of Googling some foods you should never, ever eat past the expiration date. Leafy greens. Fresh berries, I guess they won't be fresh anymore. Mm. Fish, potato salads, and soft cheeses. Mind you, there's many different websites that claim many, many different things. But I guess the one thing I've learned is just follow the expiration date, right?
Yeah.
And don't take a chance.
At least within a day or two.
Not 2 weeks.
Not 2 weeks.
That's probably best to let the potato salads go. I mean, that's you're better off making your own, I think.
All right, live and learn, eh?
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Is everybody around you sick right now?
Feels like it.
It does feel
Everywhere you go, I have a cold. I'm getting over a cold.
Yeah, and here in the office too. Everybody's coming back from vacation. They're like, "Hey, happy New Year! How are you?" I'm like, "Okay, don't touch me." Don't touch me, but it's good to see you. Hope you had a good holiday. It's Vinny and Nikki and Sam. It's 1 degree right now in Montreal. So apparently, exercise and meditation can obviously help us with our overall health. Mm-hmm. Can help you lose weight and all of these things. But there's a new hidden benefit that we haven't spoken a lot about, or researchers haven't until now. It can help prevent us from getting the cold or the flu. They said that mindfulness meditation or moderate exercise reduced the chances of getting sick by nearly 30%. And the adults who did get sick but engaged in either of those activities had less severe symptoms. So even if they did get sick and they meditated or worked out, they didn't get as sick.
I can vouch for the working out because I've been really getting into it the last 7-8 months or so. No cold. No flu. Knock on wood. I got to be careful, though.
Yeah, you don't brag about those things.
I know. I got to be careful. And you've been meditating recently, right?
Yeah, I started on January. I had been doing it just not as consistently as I should be for the past, like, couple of years. So in January, the beginning of January, I decided that I was going to go 31 days and do it every single day and see how I felt at the end. I thought that might, like, get me into doing it, like, a lot more consistently. So far, not sick.
Knock on wood.
I can see that a lot of new people that are joining gyms. Like, I did an exercise class yesterday at my gym, and there were a lot of new faces, which is great to see. Unfortunately, most of them didn't make it through halfway through the class. They were out the door, but they tried, you know.
It's that time of the year, though.
I am giving him the evil eye because he was talking about this earlier off air. I'm like, why? Can I just do a little public service announcement?
Sure.
It is hard for people to get back into working out and taking care of themselves after maybe they haven't been for a long time.
Yep.
It's hard. It's tough physically. It's tough mentally. It's tough on your confidence. So I just want to say that if you do go to any sort of gym type facility and you see people in the month of January coming in, maybe struggling, please do not judge them. You know, I'm so sick of that eye roll, like, oh, they're only here for a week and then they'll be gone. Maybe some of them will, and maybe next year will be a better year for them and they'll continue with it. But I know that a little bit of encouragement and being made to feel like they're welcome and that eyes aren't on them is going to be a lot more helpful than the judgment.
I understand.
That's all I'll say.
You have to walk before you run, too. A lot of people think to themselves, I'm just going to go gung-ho, dive off the deep end, and it ends up being more discouraging than, you know, easing your way
back
into it.
Baby steps is what you're saying, right?
Don't eat more than you can chew.
Sometimes we make mistakes, and they're allowed to try a gym class. And I have to say, I think it's hilarious because I think Sam is just saying this because he wants us to hear that he believes his gym class is very difficult.
That's why it is actually very challenging.
For athletes like me,
my core has never been stronger.
Are all these new members cramping your space a little too much?
A little bit. Oh, that's all right. You know,
for you,
it's an open space.
Be kind in the gym, okay? Be kind.
And she's looking at you, Sam.
I know.
The Vinny and Nikki replay podcast.
So this Canadian man arrested for trespassing at the White House. He told police that he was there to give U.S. President Donald Trump 2 bottles of Crown Royal whiskey and to ask for Trump's help in finding a wife as well. He took the steps from traveling all the way from Canada to D.C., walking to the White House complex. He physically moved a security barrier at an entrance to the White House and tried to gain entrance and access to the president.
Of all the people to ask for marital advice.
That's a good point.
I mean, come on.
Is that the first thing you think of?
That and, I mean, of all the things to buy him, why not get him, you know, toner that actually matches his skin color.
Toner that matches right? his skin color.
Instead of, you know, pumpkin spice orange that he uses. Or maybe like a hairbrush. I don't know.
I'm trying not to laugh at the situation because is this guy going through some mental health issues?
Probably,
like,
most likely.
Yeah, because, you know.
Most likely. Yeah. But the White House, like there has to be no more secure place on the planet probably mm-hmm. than the White House, you know? I think of people trying to get through to see the president, like, I don't think you can even get, like, even close, yeah. like, not even near. But I remember Michelle Obama saying when they were in the White House, she and her daughter wanted to go out and celebrate them legalizing gay marriage. Mm-hmm. And they had to, like, break out of the White House. Like, there's, like, security agents everywhere going, okay, they're running down the hall right now. And she's just, like, in these shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And she's like, Barack, come outside with me. And he's like, Michelle, you know I cannot go outside. Like, that's a ridiculous thing to say. I can't just walk outside the White House. And her daughter ultimately were able to like break out. She said it took them 15 minutes to get out of this house were chasing them down. Everybody had their eyes on them trying to keep track of where they were.
Meanwhile, this Canadian just strolls right in there.
Exactly.
It's literally the hardest place to break into.
I think so.
Like in North America, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
Kill security with kindness is what he did.
That's it, right? He had some gifts.
Yeah.
Is Crown Royal Canadian?
It is.
It is, right? It's Canadian whiskey, yeah.
Okay.
Just bought one at the LCBO actually not too long ago.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, you know, my Canadian roots.
Yeah. I'm very proud of that.
The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix, The Beat 92.5.